If you intend to cast a vote in the general election coming up in early November, you must be registered to vote by the end of this week. County Judge Robert Newsom is a big fan of voting, and he encourages every citizen of the county to register and vote.
November 4th is the election. Tuesday, November 4th is very, very important election in Texas and really for the United States of America. That's one of the things that we as citizens have control of that a lot of countries don't get to enjoy. But you got to register to vote. And so I have here registration cards here over at the county tax assessor's office. Debbie Jenkins is our county tax assessor and collector. She has those voters' registration. They got to be taken to her office. Again, they can pick them up here at my office if they'd like to and take them down there. But it has to be done by the end of this week because October 3rd is Friday, November 4th is the election. They have to be done 30 days before the election. So I highly recommend if anyone's not registered to vote, maybe you just moved to the city or to the county, come on in and get registered to vote so you can voice your opinion because that's what it is in America.
Now, if you know that you may even have your yellow or card, or I can't remember what color it is, but if you have your card, but you've moved or something like that, mm-hmm. you probably need to get in. It makes it a lot easier if everything matches when you vote, as opposed to, you know, where you have to sign a list to vote or do something like that.
Right, and that is a problem. And actually, one of the boxes that you would hit on this little card is ask for a replacement card or a change of address. Mm-hmm. Let's say you've gotten married and your name has changed. All of those things, we really need you to go come in and reconcile that so it'll match, everything will match where you live or if you've gotten married or whatever like that. All of those things need to happen so that we can have an accurate voter system.
So the right to vote is something that soldiers have died for Americans, and it's a right we have.
Yes, and we just don't realize how great America is. I've gotten to visit other countries in some of the mission work that Robbie and I have done, and most of those countries don't have an electoral system like we do. We live in a wonderful place, and we don't even appreciate it, but one of the things we must do is vote. Mm-hmm. So people, we have a right to express our opinion and actually pick our leaders. And so it's unique to America, the system we have, and we need to appreciate it and participate in it.
KSST News.